Welcome to the daily VFN Radio Highlights, where we're keeping the conversation light at VFNTV.com. Enjoy.
Well, I am very excited to be able to tell you about Lauren Kirkland. She is a graduate, a salutatorian for Tate High School in the Gulf Coast area, for those that are watching around the world, but those that are in Escambia County know that where Tate High School is. She is, which means she's the second highest in the grades and graduating, but she was told reportedly that you can't bring up Jesus. But you know what? She's an American. She is a citizen, and she has the First Amendment rights. And guess what she did? She preached the gospel to everyone that was there. As a matter of fact, let's go join her now. Take a look.
Neither circumcision nor uncircumcision means anything. What counts is a new creation. And I guess what I just want to say is that neither being salutatorian or not being salutatorian means anything. The only thing that truly matters is being made new in Christ and glorifying Him. And my hope is that I never boast in any worldly thing, but only boast in the fact that Christ has redeemed me. Now. In another letter by Paul, he writes to a church at Philippi, which is present-day Macedonia. And if you don't know anything about Paul, he was a very respected individual among the Jews. He had so many worldly accomplishments. He had so much that he should have been confident about in his flesh. But instead he writes that whatever was to his profit by accomplishing all the things that he did, he now considers lost for the sake of Christ. What is more, he considers everything a loss compared to the surpassing greatness of knowing Christ Jesus, his Lord. So whatever was to my profit by being salutatorian, or by graduating high school, or by trying to give myself any ounce of glory, I now consider loss for the sake of Christ. And I'd like to challenge you all. I dare you all to pursue true truth, a truth I know is found only through Jesus Christ. I dare you to pursue holiness, righteousness, excellence. I dare you to give all glory to God, for He deserves it. I love you all. Thank you.
Thank you, Lauren Kirkland, the salutatorian for Tate High School. That is so exciting. Well, guess what? We're going to make her full speech available to you on VFNTV.com, on the torch. You're going to want to hear the whole thing because she spoke in the beginning, but she also spoke as you begin to hear here. And what she was saying, what we all need to say, you know, that even though King David worked hard and he fought the battles he fought, he knew that the only reason he had victory, the only reason he was successful, the only reason he was promoted, and the only reason that he was king and leader of God's people was because God promoted him, God blessed him, and God gave him the victories. And it's so cool to watch Lauren Kirkland. She understands that full speed ahead. And I'm excited about this generation. Obviously, you see why she's a salutatorian. And thank you, Lauren, for standing up and not compromising your faith in Jesus Christ. I want to encourage every other graduate, you know, for the 11th graders out there, or those that are going to begin going into your senior year, wherever you are, however how you're going to school, realize you have First Amendment rights, and people can tell you things, but you have the right to pronounce your faith, to be able to confess your faith, and say whatever you need to say, as long as it's not hurting anyone. To be able, and one thing you want to do is just acknowledge Jesus Christ. It's your generation, I believe, this Azusa 2.0, and we're going to see great things come from your generation. Thank you, Laura Kirkland.
You've just been listening to the highlights from VFN-TV and the Data Radio program, where we're keeping the conversation light. Listen or watch more programs and check out the VFN Torch at VFNTV.com. Don't forget about our VFN TV app, where no matter where you are, you can take the light with you and share with your friends. We want to thank our sponsors and partners who make this program possible. Take the time and support our sponsors. You can locate them at VFNTV.com and select sponsors. If you'd like to become a sponsor or a partner, you can do so at VFNTV.com. VFN TV and the Daily Radio Program, where we're keeping the conversation light.